The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3655. BFO for two, I say choosy, the 8th of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're still on mini pearl, Big Fatty. Hello, bonus episodes, Big Fatty. Y'all, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're getting this bonus episode today because y'all, the Nip and I are not scheduled to be back in Fat Acres until after 7:30 p.m. in the evening, and you know, by the time I get unpacked and get everything put away, y'all, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And the Nip and I are recording Tuesday little show from the mini ball. And y'all, we got lots to tell you about, but before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, if you hear the Nip in the background, or what you think is the Nip, y'all, it's not. It's the peeling potato in the background. We'll call him Herb. And Herb's having some wine. So
it anyway. Is still me, no matter what he calls me.
Herb the potato that's peeling. Y'all, today, the 8th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one of the most delightful people you will ever meet. First met him at my Chicago meet and greet many, many moons ago. Y'all, he has since unsubscribed, but he got his husband hooked on phonics, or hooked on the BFO. Y'all, not sure which of his places he is in today, but y'all, I am talking about the better half of the Tom and Terry in the Chicago show. I'm talking about T. Wiggles. We love T. Wiggles. We do indeed. And y'all, he's been to the Pride 48. He's been to the Good Day. Y'all, just he's been to the Villa. The two of them have been to the Villa, y'all. That was the surprise cripple party.
Yeah, those two and thousands of other men.
Okay. Y'all, if you see Terry or T. Wiggles on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Digger gets him a big old... We'll start off with a big old gin martini and a piece of cake. I said, y'all, let's see, first of all, tried to upload the Friday and the Monday little shows while we were in Columbia, Cartagena, And y'all, I bought the little internet package there at the port, and y'all, it just wasn't strong enough to make a connection to upload the little shows, but you'll get them. But there was a Friday and there was a Monday, and they're both late. But
a nice little bird came up to him while he was trying.
Oh my God!
While he was trying,
y'all.
No, let me finish it. He was so mean to this bird. Was so cute and so nice, and he was like, "Get away, get away,
y'all!"
Get away.
The bird kept coming up, and y'all, he'd do his head up and down.
You realize they can't see that.
I know, but it's up and down, up and down, up and down.
And then he jumped up on your computer.
And then he tried to steal my little piece of paper. He tried to steal the little piece of paper that was had the information to log into the Wi-Fi, and y'all. Then he jumped up on the computer, and y'all. All I could think about was Shark Week, and that this bird was going to shat everywhere. And y'all, I just get away from here. And y'all, he was just
everybody else just loving the bird, taking the pictures. And then there's the old cranky man that's swatting at the bird,
right.
Yelling at it.
Well, they weren't trying to upload a little show. They didn't realize how important it was. But anyway, y'all, while the last time we spoke to you, I think we were getting into Colombia into Cartagena, and I have to say, Colombia was my most uneasiest port that I thought. I wasn't quite sure how it was going to be, you know, just with the drug lords and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Cartagena is a gorgeous city. You know, as with all Caribbean cities, they all have a fort, they all have a walled city, and the old part, and you know, then it's the brand new sparkling high rises and everything. And but y'all, I gotta say, it was very, very interesting and lovely, just lovely.
You already talked about it.
Did I?
Didn't you talk about the mangroves?
No,
yeah,
no,
you did.
No, because we hadn't been on it yet.
I don't know.
Because I tried to upload it. No, I don't think so.
Okay, I think you have.
Okay, well, I know we didn't talk about one thing, but...
what?
Wait a minute, I'll get to it. But y'all, we went on the mangroves, and y'all, maybe I did talk about the canoe and all.
You did.
Okay,
we got there, the canoe had the hole in it.
Right,
see,
right.
You're getting so old.
And y'all, they had the coconut milk.
This is not even my show.
No, wait a minute. But did we tell them about... the farewell song.
No, you did not.
See, but anyway, y'all, the mangroves were gorgeous, and we saw
that, those are trees, by the way.
Right, they're trees that grow in water, and
it sounds like you're saying mangroves.
Well, there was some man growing also, but anyway, y'all. What was I saying? Y'all, it was a great excursion. This was one that the NEP wanted to do, and I was kind of like, all right, well, we'll do it. And y'all, when we got there and the canoes had a hole in it, I was doubting. But y'all, it was very good.
I got some chocolate on the bedspread.
It's thank God it's on your bed. Y'all, by the way, before we go any further, our cabin steward, Wilson... he's gotten the NEP and I confused. So every time he saw me coming down the hall, good morning, NEP. Good morning, Nippon. And so the NEP.
He didn't. He used my real name, by the way. So.
Right. And
I am not Asian, or for all the people that think I am, because he says Nippon. I don't know where that nickname came from.
Please, Baron Frosty, Mr. Cackle, could you cue the gong? Anyway,
nothing wrong with Asians.
But y'all, on the way back, now y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you ever go on a cruise, if you think when you pay for the cruise that the expenses are over, they're only beginning. Because, and you've already paid for your excursion, well, y'all, you got to tip the bus driver. Y'all, the guy, our tour guide said, oh, we have the best bus driver in Colombia. No, in Cartagena, y'all. He got us lost twice. And I'd hate to see the worst one. But anyway, y'all, they're always telling stories about how poor everyone is, or as some people would say, poor everyone is, and all this. And y'all, all they're doing is milking you for the tips. Y'all, it's just trying to get in your pocket.
They are poor, though.
Well, I know, but still, it's all setting it up. So, y'all, in the final setup, right before we got off off the bus, y'all, go ahead.
No, did you tell them about the fisherman with the net?
Oh,
that had the sign upside down on the boat.
I don't know, because evidently you remember more of this than I do. But anyway, y'all, there was a fisherman. He was showing how that they cast the nets to catch the fish. And he was standing in waist-deep water, and he had a sign.
Tips appreciated.
Or upside down. And it was upside down. and y'all, he would throw the nets and then pull it in, not a damn fish in it. And then he would do it again and throw the nets and pull it in, and still no damn fish. So,
and then they announced it. There would have been fish, but the canoes had scared them all away.
Yes, the canoes scared the fish away.
So then he showed his catch for the day.
His catch for the day was three fish, and y'all, they were each about 4 inches long. It was the most pitiful fishing. Best fisherman in Colombia. But anyway, y'all, we're pulling into the place where we were going to drop off, you know, where they have the gift shop and everything. Y'all, and y'all, our bus driver began. The tour guide. God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her.
You have to sing the whole song.
Y'all, he sang the entire damn song. And y'all, we all started kind of chuckling. And y'all, we thought it was, almost a joke.
A joke, and he was going to just do
a
few lines.
Right.
And that was going to be it.
The whole damn song. Y'all, Kate Smith. Couldn't have sung it better. But anyway, y'all, we got off the bus, and y'all, where they had the gift shop and everything, y'all, it was like a bird sanctuary. They had all these parrots, and they had these peacocks, and all kinds of other things. And y'all, it was real interesting. The birds would just come right up to you. Oh. Kind of like that one did when I was trying to do the computer. But anyway, y'all...
bird hater.
We set sail late on that evening. I don't remember what day that was. That was probably Thursday evening.
I have to go take a shower.
Okay.
Because I've got the tea dance coming up.
Oh, he's got the TT dance coming up. So, y'all, if you hear the water running, it's the peeling potatoes. But, y'all, we had 2 days at sea. Y'all, it was just very relaxing. They had all kinds of events planned. The first day at sea was Friday, and we had a dance that night. I think the Nip went to that dance. Yes, he did. And was out till 5 o'clock in the morning. But y'all, Friday night, Saturday night. Well, Saturday afternoon they had bingo again, and y'all, they had it with Dixie Longgate. Y'all, she's just funny. She's just funny. Y'all, but it was going to take them an hour and a half to do the coverall, because she wouldn't shut up. I left a few minutes before 4 o'clock. It started at 3, and by quarter of 4, they had called 12 numbers on the coverall, and all they had played is two other games, four corners and a regular bingo. But anyway, y'all, they had a magician. Y'all, he was good. I don't know if he was part of the Atlantis entertainment or if he was part of the ship's entertainment, but y'all, he was good. And some of these things, I don't quite know how he did what he did. But y'all, let's see. And then y'all on Saturday night, the Nip and I, we went to the Italian restaurant. Y'all didn't have, we started off, I had the Paella and Gorgonzola solid. Y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And then I had the mushroom risotto. You know that Gordon Ramsay, he is always, doing Anyway, risotto. I had the mushroom risotto, delicious. And y'all, then we both had the filet, which had blue cheese ravioli with it. Y'all, huge piece of meat. And y'all, it was absolutely so tender you could cut it with your fork. And y'all, then... they had the white party.
Big Fatty, that's racist.
No, that's just that's what the homosexuals do. They have a white party. But y'all, we didn't go to that because it's just too much. Too much. And y'all, the party the night before that the Nip went to, y'all, it ended at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they were hoping that the white party would go longer than that. But anyway, y'all got up on Sunday morning, and y'all had my massage. Y'all, it was absolutely magnificent. The little late Asian lady, she was, I'm going to put the oil on you. And y'all, she had some manly hands, is all I gotta say. And y'all, then we the Nip got off and went to the private island. I stayed on board, did my nipple walk and everything. And y'all, then we're just before the final dance. It is the disco tea dance. They'll play all the 70s songs, and then we're going back to the fancy steakhouse for the final meal on board. And y'all, then we'll be off the boat early Monday morning for our flight back to Fat Acres. And y'all, I'm sure there's more that I hadn't told you about. Y'all, one thing that I will say this, someone had asked me, I think it was SF Redhead, asked me what other COVID precautions they had taken. And y'all, we found out that the staff on the ship has not been allowed off ship for 30 days. Big Fatty! Okay, Gussie, y'all, one other thing. They had the Atlantis VIP alumni cocktail party for everybody who had been on at least 4 cruises. And so the Nip and I went to that. Y'all, I had 3 glasses of wine. Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass, and you do it. You did it only because it was free, correct? But anyway, and y'all, the only bad thing is we got to pack the valises and put them out before midnight tonight. Big Fatty, the Nip will never get it done by midnight. You're right. Anyway, y'all, back to regular little shows. Tamari, y'all, we'll read number one fan entries. And don't forget, it's So-So Question Month. Big Fatty, that's just so unappealing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.